Some city council members are considering a 10-cent fee for plastic bags in grocery stores. What do New Yorkers think? WNYC's Julia Longoria took to the streets of Prospect Heights, Brooklyn to find out.
Ah, that familiar sound of a plastic bag about to cradle a bundle of groceries. New Yorkers say these wispy curved plastic sheets with holes for handles are everywhere. Freelancer Faye Rimolovsky says they're out of control.
It's just taken over like a whole like little cabinet in my, you know, New York City kitchen, so.
And John Small, a retiree, tries to stop the avalanche of bags, but can't.
I keep telling them in the supermarket, don't give me double bags. I don't need that many. One can of juice, double a bag. too many.
Each New Yorker uses an average of 3.2 bags every single day, according to data from the city sanitation department. This is a problem. Plastic bags take a long time to disintegrate in the dump, and there's not much of a market to recycle them. So the city sanitation department just doesn't. People don't realize this. Take Bertram Mullings. He's a superintendent for several buildings here in Prospect Heights, and he says he's proud his tenants don't just throw bags in the trash.
We put it in the recycle bin. That means it go in to make more bags, because I think that's what they do.
Except that's not what they do. In fact, putting plastic bags in regular recycling bins is about the worst thing you can do.
That's what I just realized.
They snag on the city's recycling machines and cause delays. My super, Jesus Sandoval, goes by Tito, prides himself on knowing the rules.
This is garbage. This doesn't belong here.
Every day in this alleyway, Tito fishes through recycling bins, looking for plastic bags tenants put there, to put them in the trash, where they belong.
They wouldn't want me to be going through their personal things, you know? Condoms, all kinds of stuff. Disgusting.
The city spends $12.5 million a year just to get rid of our wispy plastic. So some members of the city council want to coax New Yorkers to cut down on plastic bag use. They'd require grocery stores to charge 10 cents for each bag. Retired caregiver Gloria Miles has lived in Prospect Heights for 40 years. She says her budget can't take 10 cents.
I'm your girlfriend. This is New York City. Every day you tell me. They know how to make a dollar.
Miles says she doesn't just throw her bags away. She uses them to double bag her trash.
I use them to put the garbage in it, and then I put the garbage in another black bag because somebody always put a hole in your bag.
But another longtime resident, Victoria Brown, likes the idea. She says the moment after she drops a bag in the trash, she feels this unmistakable pang of guilt. A 10-cent fee, she says, is exactly the punishment she needs.
I have some reusable bags from Whole Foods, and I've hung them on my door. And I only ever remember them when the woman says, "Do you have any bags?"
Washington, D.C. instituted a 5-cent tax a few years ago. It's still unclear how successful it's been. But unlike D.C.'s tax, the New York City Council's fee would have all the money go straight to the store owners. And that begs the question, will store owners choose to charge the fee? Bodega owner William Reyes says yes.
Muy buena idea.
Sí.
Son dañinas, hacen daño al ambiente.
I would do it to clean up the environment.
Sí, yo me atrevo a hacerlo.
But the manager of a local Met food supermarket, Shadi Witty, says charging his loyal customers for bags they've been getting for free is just not the way he does business.
Honestly, with the way we are to our customers, we probably won't. We would take a loss. 10 cents, what's the difference?
Well, the city will fine owners who refuse to charge. That is, if the 10-cent bill passes. Till then, John Small doesn't want to talk about it.
It's too early. Why are you bothering me? Why are you stopping me in the cold-ass weather?
For WNYC, I'm Julia Longoria.